This is the story of Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree. Let's begin now. Winnie the Pooh lived in an enchanted forest under the name of Sanders, which means he had the name over the door and he lived under it. Now when Pooh heard his Pooh-Coo clock, he knew it was time for something.
Think. Oh, yes. Time for my stoutness exercise.
Pooh stood in front of his mirror and tried to touch his toes.
Up, down, and touch the ground. Up, down, and touch the ground.
But instead of making him thin, the exercise made Pooh hungry. So he went to his cupboard, got down a honey jar, and inspected his honey supply.
Oh, bother. Empty again. Only the sticky parts left.
Pooh put his head in the jar and tried to get at the last bit of honey when he heard a buzzing sound.
That buzzing noise means something. And the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee. And the only reason for being a bee is to make honey.
Pooh followed the bee outside to a nearby tree. High in a hole near the top sat a beehive full of honey.
And the only reason for making honey is so I can eat it.
So Pooh began to climb the honey tree. He climbed and he climbed. And just as Pooh neared the beehive, the branch he was standing on broke. And down went Pooh into a very prickly bush below.
Oh, bother.
Pooh brushed the prickles from his nose and decided to go ask Christopher Robin for help.
Christopher Robin, I was wondering if you had such a thing as a balloon about you.